Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something on a reading, a story, a joke, and I have two Wombats tonight. So they'll be coming up in the middle of the show. The first song tonight is country music, You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. It's beautiful music for me, and I think a great story. You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma by David Frizzell and Connie Lee.
There's a full moon over Tulsa, I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County, there's a blue norther passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma.
Now thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip, they wish that they could be like you. Santa Monica Freeway sometimes makes a country girl blue.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing. Just thinking of you all day.
I got a calico cat and a two-room flat on a street in West LA.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing you. You're missing you.
You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma by David Frizzell and Connie Lee. Next up is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Stop, Children, What's That Sound?
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
You just heard Stop, Children, What's That Sound? By Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Next up is John Stewart, one of my favorite singers, not real well known by himself, but he was a member of the Kingston Trio when it reformed after one of the top members left, and had a number of hits with that group. This is Survivors by John Stewart.
He broke his back to put food on the table. In Columbus, Ohio, he said to his wife, I believe that the flag, it was more than a rag. But the outlaws in office have shattered my life. Can you hear me, Ohio? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Ohio? The country, you are the nation, you will survive. Children in Cheyenne taught in their school, believe in the country, don't break any rules. But the TV is on and they know something's wrong. Someone must tell them to keep pushing on. Can you hear me, Wyoming? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Wyoming? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Devils and angels belong in the church. You try for the best and you deal with the worst. Just keep on plugging, you old 9 to 5. For you are the heartbeat that keeps us alive. Can you hear me, Virginia? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Dakota? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Colorado? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, California? You are the country. You are the nation, you will survive. Can you hear me, Wisconsin? You are the country, you are the nation,
That was Survivors by John Stewart. Here comes our first wombat of today's show. This is kind of like a poem, a reading. It's called Judgment Day by Fred Waring's orchestra from an album called God's Trombones. Judgment Day.
Where shall I be when the first trumpet
this morning, gods are going to call for Gabriel, that tall, bright angel Gabriel. And gods are going to say to him, Gabriel, blow your silver trumpet and wake the living nations. And Gabriel's going to ask him, Lord, how loud must I blow it? And gods are going to tell him, Gabriel, blow it calm and easy. Then putting one foot on the mountaintop and the other in the middle of the sea, Gabriel's gonna stand and blow his horn to wake the living nations. Then God's going to say to him, Gabriel, once more blow your silver trumpet and wake the nations underground. And Gabriel's going to ask him, Lord, how loud must I blow it? And God's are going to tell him, Gabriel, like seven peals of thunder. Then the tall, bright angel Gabriel will put one foot on the battlements of heaven and the other on the steps of hell and blow that silver trumpet till he shakes all hell's foundations.
And God will divide the sheep from the goats, the one on the right, the other on the left. And to those on the right, God's going to say, enter into my kingdom. And those who have come through great tribulations and washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, they will enter in, clothed in spotless white, with starry crowns on their heads and silver slippers on their feet and harps within their hands. And two by two, they will walk up and down the golden streets, feasting on milk and honey, singing new songs of Zion and chattering with the angels around that great white throne.
And to them on the left, gods are going to say, depart from me into everlasting darkness, down into the bottomless pit. And the wicked, like lumps of lead, will start to fall. Headlong for 7 days and nights they'll fall. Plumb into the big, black, red-hot mouth of hell, belching out fire and brimstone. And their cries, like howling, yelping dogs, will go up with the fire and smoke from hell. But God will stop his ears. Too late, sinner. Too late. Goodbye, sinner. Goodbye. In hell, sinner. In hell, beyond the reach of the love of God. And I hear a voice crying, crying, time shall be no more. Time shall be no more. Time shall be no more. And the sun will go out like a candle in the wind. The moon will turn to dripping blood. The stars will fall like cinders. And the sea will burn like tar. And the earth shall melt away and be dissolved. And the sky will roll up like a scroll. With the wave of his hand, God will blot out time and start the wheel of eternity. Sinner! Oh, sinner, where will you stand in that great day when gods are going to rain down fire?
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord says to rain down fire. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord says to rain down. My Lord says to rain down fire. Signs and flashes, thunders roll, make me think of my poor soul. Come here, Jesus, come here, please.
And now, Lord, when I've done drunk my last cup of sorrow, when I've been called everything but a child of God, when I'm done traveling up the rough sides of the mountain, oh, Mary's baby, when I start down the steep and slippery steps of death, when this old world began to rock beneath my feet, lower me into my dusty grave in peace, to wait for that great getting up morning. Amen.
In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
There's a better day a coming.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Oh, preacher, fold your Bible.
Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well.
That was the first Wombat of the day, and it was Judgment Day by the Fred Waring Orchestra. Sometimes people get stuck doing things they know they shouldn't do over and over. And this is Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard singing Reasons to Quit.
Reasons to quit. Smoke and booze don't do me like before, and I'm hardly ever sober. My old friends don't come around much anymore. Reasons to quit. The low is always lower than the high, and the reasons to quit don't outnumber all the reasons why. So we keep smoking and we keep drinking, having fun and never thinking, laughing at price tag that we pay, and we keep roaring down the fast lane like two young men feeling no pain. And the reason for quitting's getting bigger each day. Reasons to quit. I can't afford the habit all the time. I need to be sober. I need to write some new songs that will rhyme. Reasons to quit. They have no rhyme or reason when you're high. Reasons to quit don't outnumber all the reasons why.
That was was Reasons to Quit by Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. I think of the next song as a Mardi Gras song, and it's because it's played during the Mardi Gras parade at times. This particular version is by Dr. John. Ico. Ico, Ico by Dr. John. And next up is from the 50s, popular in 1954, one of the big hits that year, G by the Crows.
Love that girl. I love
yeah.
Love that bird.
Oh, 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 please listen to me. Hey, 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 my plea. Why love that girl?
Love that girl.
Hold me, baby, squeeze me. Never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so, oh, 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 dear. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Cause I love a lover so.
My love, oh gee,
well, oh gee, my, oh gee. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Oh, 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 please listen to me. Hear my plea. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
That was G by the Crows. Next up is the second wombat in this show, and this is The Cold, Cold Cajun, a story told by Justin Wilson.
I got a friend would live in Bunky, Louisiana. Now, I've got to give you a geography lesson if you don't mind. Bunky, Louisiana is 35 miles south of Alexander, Louisiana. And Alexander, Louisiana is right in the dead center of the state. And 1 mile north of Bunky is an overpass, what's passing over a railing road there. And there's a fence run right there, and that's where the Dixon and Mason line run as far as us Cajuns concerned. Anything north of there is a damn Yankee to us. And what made me think about it, I mentioned Sunday. One Sunday several years ago, I got a friend that was in a barroom saloon. It wasn't a cocktail saloon, just a common old barroom saloon. And he drank a lot of that Cajun whiskey made up in Tennessee called Jacques Daniel. And he drank a lot of that and he chased it with pop with foam on top. That's a boiling maker and his helper. I hope you pipefitters don't mind. And he drinks so much of that that he fall drunk. In fact, he gets so drunk he don't know his wholesale from his retail, and that's bad. And it's been raining for 4 or 3 days, and everything's slickery. And he got to brought himself home, and he took himself out of there, and he's so drunk he don't know his right hand from his left hand. Now, he supposed to took a right hand and took himself home, but he don't did that. He took a left hand and walk into a graveyard cemetery. He don't know that they done dug a brand new fresh grave and left it open in there on account of the rain. And he walking there and he slick and slide all over them headstone and tombstone and gravestone and marker and mausoleum. And all of a sudden, blew! He fall right in them open grave. Well, he try to get out, but like I'm told you, it's slickery. And he's drunk too, and that don't help worse a damn. All he can do is holler, "Help me, I'm cold! Hoo boy! Help me, I'm cold! Help me, I'm cold!" And he just keep that up. Well, he left a friend in that barroom saloon. And he got to took himself home, too. And he brought himself out. He's in the same shape like his friend in the grave, drunk. And he hear that noise from that graveyard cemetery when he get out there. "Help me, I'm cold! Hoo boy! Help me, I'm cold. Help me, I'm cold." Well, like all us kids, he got a big curious. He got to go see what the hell going on in there. And he walk in there and he slick and slide over them same headstone, tombstone, gravestone, marker, and mausoleum.
And the more close you get to that grave, the more loud that Lord go, "Help me, I'm cold. Oh, boy. Help me, I'm cold." He got right on the edge and looked down in that kidney, laying up there with both hands behind his head, looked straight up and holler, "Help me, I'm cold." He looked down and said, "Of course you cold. You done kick all you dirt off of you."
That was The Cold, Cold Cajun by Justin Wilson, the second wombat in today's show. It occurred to me that I didn't introduce what a wombat is. On my show, anything that's odd, like a story or a joke or reading, other than a commercial recording of music, I call a wombat. And that was definitely a wombat. Next up is Lady in Red by Chris DeBerg. And I think it is a love song.
Seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance, looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me. It's where I wanna be, but I hardly. Seen you shine so bright, you were amazing. Never seen so many people wanna be there by your side. And when you turn to me and smile, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here,
That was Lady in Red by Chris DeBerg. You are listening to Wombats and Music by Harry Baya. I'm the disc jockey on this show, and my show plays on WEHC at Emory and Henry College, 90.7 FM. And it's my chance each week to play for you extra special songs and occasionally put in wombats, which I mentioned are odd things. The next song has a little bit of a wombat flavor. It's from 1961. It's called Sukiyaki. And it's the only song in Japanese, I think, so far, to ever top the U.S. hit parade. It also was a worldwide hit, and they sold 13 million copies worldwide. This is Sukiyaki by Q. Sakamoto. Sukiyaki by Kiyu Sakamoto. Now comes a change of pace. The next song is a hymn, and it's sung by the BYU Philharmonic Orchestra and the BYU Combined Choir. And it's called Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Starts off a little slow, but picks up some power as it goes along. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Streams of mercy.
That was Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing by the combined BYU Philharmonic Choir and Orchestra. The next song expresses an American meme, I think is the right word for it. It expresses the idea that sometimes elite young women with social grace get attracted to young men who are not in their same station in life. The movie Dirty Dancing picked this up pretty well. This is Trace Adkins singing Ladies Love Country Boys.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. Up in the city in a little subdivision, her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track. Coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. And daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Oh, get country with it. You can train them, you can try. It's that country thing, you know. Yeah. Sing tonight. Oh, that's pretty, ladies.
Trace Adkins with Ladies Love Country Boys. Next up is a 1957 hit, Little Darlin' by the Diamonds.
Are you my lover? try to love you. Haku, 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 but no umbrella. That my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mine your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
Hey, dear, I was wrong to try to love her too. Baku, 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 oh well, that my lover was just for you.
That was Little Darlin' by the Diamonds. And next up is a song I find thought-provoking, Louder Than Guns by Tret Fury.
Thomas rants about his civil rights like I've taken them away. He is shouting about his freedom, and it's louder than the guns. He says I can't tell him what to do like I would on any day. He screams at me through angry eyes, and it's louder than the guns. Nate works at the post office, and he's refused to wear a mask. He shrieks, "You'll never make me," and it's louder than the guns. They tell me I don't need it, so you won't be taking me to task. His words spit out like poison, and it's louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. Louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Hope won't get a vaccine, it's a government conspiracy. Swears at me across the room, and it's louder than the guns. I don't care what you tell me, because it isn't my priority. She yells, God will take good care of me, and it's louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. Louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Louder than the gun. Shamefully louder than the guns. And what I really want to say is that it's not just about you. I want to scream it all right in your face till it's louder than the guns. But there's nothing I can say and nothing I can do till you hear the cries of the dying. That is louder than the guns. Louder than insanity, louder than your reasons. louder than compassion, and it's sounding more like treason. Louder than your patriotism, louder than your faith. What's happened to your heart? There's just a big old empty space. Louder than the guns.
Louder than the guns by Tret Fury. You have been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. Come to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And now it's time to close the show. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.